before, oh yeah, we were talking about housework and all that kind of stuff. And this is another question about that. Now, a long time ago, people said that on women, that on Monday, women traditionally did a particular type of housework. Was,
well, now my mother usually, Monday she washed.
Right.
But of course, she didn't every. Well, my mother had to wash more often than like on Monday because when we were kids going to school out there at Maple Grove, first tenure, I know I went one whole term of school with one pair of little union alls, coveralls, and I went to school clean every morning. Now, of course, I didn't come in clean every evening, but. I went to school clean because when, and I never wore them more than 2 days at any time.
Mm-hmm.
And if I got them dirty, they were washed at that night and hung up. If it is bad weather, of course, they were hung up in the house. And then they were ironed back then. And they were ironed from irons that were heated on the stove.
Mm-hmm.
It was an old flat iron.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember the first flat irons that that the handle would snap on and off of. But my mother had some of those old irons that the handle was solid on. Each iron had its own individual handle.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also remember the first gasoline iron that we ever got. And boy, we thought was, you know, that things was really moving. It burned white gasoline, and you pumped it up just like the old gas lanterns. In fact, when we was kids growing up, all church services, about all of them in the early parts of the church of the night, was from lanterns, coal oil lantern, and the next one that come along was a gas lantern.
Mm-hmm.
And that was about the same time that you began to get gas irons. And now, it might have been that they had them other places, but when they began to get them out around us and our neighbors, why, I was, around 8 or 9 years old, I guess, when, might have been 12 when the first gas lantern. And of course, we had no electricity at all, no phone service. Now there was back in the earlier days, why there was phone lines through that country because I've seen the insulators and they were nailed on trees. They weren't on poles, they were insulators nailed on trees, and it was for a rural phone, but I don't know when, how long they lasted or thing about it. But they did have them back in the, like in 25, the year I was born, about that time, and on through to somewhere up in the 30s, and then they all were taken out.
Mm-hmm.
And, but as I said, like the gas irons come in.
So that was what they would have to use, was, and then they got to where they could use gas after they quit.
Well, they went from the old flat irons, which
mm-hmm.
were heated on
mm-hmm.
the wood stoves, then, when we got, there was a gas iron. Well, of course, that was, it looked, it was a big operation. It was a big looking bundle, some outfit. It had its fuel tank, and then it had a little place, and when you bought your iron, you got a special little pump that you pumped it up, so you put your gas in there, and then you pumped it up. You had to have pressure to make it feed through,
mm-hmm.
an air pressure, and then it'd come with its own little pump with it that you pumped it up, and of course that was an even heat then.